Friday, May 21st, will mark the 5-year anniversary of Jim Blackburn's death. For those of you who didn't know him, Jim Blackburn was a beloved priest and mentor to many at Redeemer, and a close friend and colleague of our beloved Jim Crowder, who went home to God just a few weeks ago. Of the many things that I cherish and the many memories I have of Jim Blackburn, his regular way of greeting is perhaps what I remember and miss the most. "Hey, pal." Popping his head into my office just to check in and see how things were going, especially during my first couple of years as a new priest at Redeemer. "Hey, pal." Shaking hands, standing just outside the Red Chapel doors after our 8 a.m. services, with his wife Judy and her bright sapphire blue eyes right beside him. "Hey, pal." Sitting on the sofa of the sailor room at St. David's Roland Park, surrounded by other clergy gathered for a luncheon meeting, his sandaled feet planted comfortably on the rug, and a warm grin beaming from under that beautiful head of snowy white hair. "Hey, pal." Sometimes, instead of "Hey, pal," Jim would simply say, "Hello, friend." "Hello, friend," said in that way that embraces and enfolds like a warm summer breeze or like a song played lovingly on the guitar. "Hello, friend," said in that way that calms the waters of your inner seas, however windswept or stormy or restless they may be. "Hello, friend," said in that way that helps make you feel that perhaps indeed all shall be well, and that in truth all is well, in that thin and liminal place, that sacred space created by two simple, beautiful words. "Hey, pal." "Hello, friend." It was during a brief hospital visit with Jim shortly before he died that as I was leaving, I heard him casually, almost forgetfully say in a voice just a hair above a whisper, "I believe we're getting to be Anamkara, aren't we?" My pal, my friend, searched my eyes to see if I understood. I nodded my head. "Yes, my friend, I understand." Anamkara, you see, is the Gaelic term for soul friend. In the early Celtic Church, a person who acted as a teacher, companion, or spiritual guide was called an Anamkara, someone with whom you could share your innermost self, your mind, and your heart, writes John O'Donohue in his book Anamkara, Book of Celtic Wisdom. To be seen through the eyes of an Anamkara, a soul friend, is to be held in God's gaze, seen, loved, and accepted for who you really, truly are. God gazes upon each of us through the eyes of an Anamkara. The 3rd and 4th century Christian monk and theologian John Cassian writes, "This, I say, is broken by no chances, what no interval of time or space can sever or destroy, and what even death itself cannot part. A friendship that exists and abides in spite of death and beyond death." This is indeed what Jim was and still is for me and for many others, an Anamkara, a soul friend. And I believe Jim was able to extend warm, genuine, authentic friendship and soul care to so many, to colleagues, parishioners, students, and really it seems to anybody and anyone, regardless of race, gender, religion, sexual orientation, station in life. because he himself felt our Lord's friendship so intimately and so closely. Jesus was Jim's Anam Cara. Jim believed in his friend, Jesus. Jim talked to his friend, Jesus. Jim listened to his friend, Jesus. He desired to follow him, to hear him, to be like him, to be like his friend. He loved his friend. Jim took our Lord's words from today's gospel to heart. I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. And Jim lived his life grounded in this friendship. To call Jesus friend, to have Jesus as your soul friend, your Anam Cara, to be able to say and to sing to Jesus, "Precious Lord, take my hand," makes it possible to live an abundant life like Jim Blackburn did, learning to fly a plane to get to where he needed to go when he was serving as a priest in Kansas so he could be a friend and pastor for people and parishes wherever they were around the state. Traveling down south to be part of Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream of true racial reconciliation and friendship in our nation. Or simply sitting in a chair with his friend and dog, sweet Sadie, on his lap, providing a listening ear to someone who may have stopped by for counsel. Having Jesus as his soul friend, his Anam Cara, made it possible for Jim to live the abundant life, full of conviction and courage, purpose and love. And Jim Blackburn, I think, would be the first to say and the first to remind us that it's not just for priests and pastors to do. It's for all of us who claim to follow Jesus. Because if we claim to follow Jesus as our Lord, by Jesus' own commandment, we claim friendship with him. As Christians, we are called to cultivate friendship, to cultivate a soul relationship with Jesus, to know him so intimately that we know what he might say, what he would do, how he might listen, to know Jesus so intimately that we could call him precious Lord. And being so grounded in this sacred life-giving friendship, thus be able to extend friendship to anyone along the way, to all our fellow human beings, beyond barriers, beyond divisions, beyond prejudices and assumptions, to be able to extend friendship to fellow pilgrims along the way. This way of being and relating, modeled and lived, can transform our families, can transform our communities, can transform our nation, and yes, our world. Having Jesus as our soul friend, our Anam Cara, not only makes it possible to live the abundant life, it also makes it possible for us to face our mortality and to accept the end of our earthly pilgrimage the way that Jim did. The last time Jim and I shared communion was just after Easter services 5 years ago, when I brought communion to his home. After spending a few minutes talking and catching up on how things were going here at Redeemer, Jim talked about his own health diagnosis with a mixture of emotions. We spent more time together reflecting and processing, and then we moved on to sharing the gospel and communion. The Easter gospel lesson that year was from Luke, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen." We then shared communion, and by the end of our time together, Jim's demeanor had shifted from anxiety to peace, from uncertainty to certainty, from fear to hope. Having been nourished by the riches of Christ's grace, by word, by sacrament, by friendship. Jim said, I can face anything now. At his memorial service, we heard and sang the words to a favorite hymn that I'll end with now. May you and I and all of us together find sustenance and strength and courage in friendship with our Lord. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm lone. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Amen.